Yeah, according to what I can gather and talk to on the fire officer, it's under control. It seemed to be a very, very serious fire. It was a big fire. I happened to see it myself. I was coming from the match in Ballybuffet, and there was at least six fire brigades out there trying to get on a helicopter. But I do know that they brought it under control, and that's very, very important, because it just was on the side of Varnas Gap Mountain there. And, of course, there was a strong wind. And as we know, grasses and gorse is very dry at the moment. They've done a fantastic job to keep it under control. There was also quite a number of houses there. They got it under control, and some of them stayed there. A fire brigade stayed there all night to make sure that it didn't reignite there again.
And thankfully, it seems there's going to be a conclusion here that it's not going to be too serious. But at one stage last night, it could have been completely different. There was fear for some nearby properties.
That's right. The property is very close by. And as I said, there was a strong wind blowing as well. And it just brings it to mind, you know, to be vigilant, asking everybody to be vigilant at this time of year because of all the drying of the gorse, you know. And if they see anything at all, a matter of smoke anywhere, they should just get in touch immediately with the fire brigades, no matter where it is, no matter how small it looks, to make sure that everything is brought under control. Just dial emergency service and get it there, because we are looking at that fire, and then we heard yesterday the fire in the mornings as well. So it is a dangerous time. It's a very dangerous time as regards gorse, and it, as I said earlier, it is very dry, and thankfully nobody was injured in Barnet.